Hello and welcome. My name is Dr. Kenitra Bryant, and today's motivational aim targets don't return to vomit. I want to thank you all for listening to the Boundary Series. I encourage you to share this series with someone you know or some people you know who you believe need to hear this message. Also, if you have not already, feel free to review parts 1 through 29 of this series, where I've provided a few examples on the importance of setting God-honoring boundaries and sticking to them despite how others feel. The motivational aim, don't return to vomit, is self-explanatory. But since I'm an educator and I heavily focus on action research as it relates to aiming towards the target of transforming one's daily life in the midst of storms and critical issues, I'm about to break this motivational aim down like a fraction, okay? Don't return to vomit. The scripture I'm referring to that has that key phrase in it is found in Proverbs, the 26th chapter, in the 11th verse. This is what the verse states. As a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly. Okay. As a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly. Now, for anybody who has been around a dog, if you've been near a dog, if you've owned a dog, cared for a dog, watched a dog, whenever a dog vomits, and we know what vomiting is, and for those who don't know, vomiting is an act or instant of disgorging the contents of the stomach through the mouth. Okay? So whenever a dog vomits, generally, in more instances than not, when a dog vomits, they return to it. And they eat it. It's disgusting. It's disgusting because whenever someone vomits, it's the evidence from a symptom that somebody went through that possibly occurred externally or internally. Whenever someone vomits, the body is trying to protect it. So the body creates a reflex where it's throwing up and getting rid of any type of virus, bacteria, parasite from somebody's system. And vomiting can also be a reflex triggered by pregnancy, medication, taking some cheap vitamins, eating contaminated food, or it can be triggered by smell, stress, anxiety. And if a person has some sensitive gag reflexes, they can just hear somebody vomiting and they just lose it. Either way, when a person or a dog vomits, they are expelling whatever was in their body. It's coming out. The body is making an attempt to rescue, save, or protect the body. Of course, whatever was expelled, whatever comes out, is not attractive. But the fact that it is out of the body serves as a blessing because the body went into protective mode and sent signals all through the body and the brain saying, danger, get this trash out of here. Now, that's all going on in somebody's body. And that person, they appear to look okay. But there was something going on the inside where the body was creating boundaries left and right. The body was telling the bacteria, whatever that was, hey, get out of here. We're creating boundaries. You got to get up out of here. We're forcing you out of here. And it happens just like that. Just like that. Sometimes, if you think about your own experiences, if it's happened to you, You're okay. You're laughing. You're joking. Hee hee ha ha. Dance here, dance there. You're running errands. Then all of a sudden, the body is sending signals to the brain like, hey, you're about to expel something. So what are you trying to do? Run to a place to expel the problem? You're trying to pull over on the side of the road? Or if it's somebody you know who is about to expel some bacteria, you're trying to get them to a location where it doesn't get on you or get on what you own. And I'm talking about you are snatching up whoever you need to snatch up. It doesn't matter who you snatching up. It could be your mama, your daddy, your siblings, your relatives, your friends, coworkers, whoever it is. If they're in your vehicle, your house, you're trying to get them to a safe spot real quick. Because vomit is not attractive. It's not attractive at all. It stinks. It smells. It looks gross. It's nothing people want to go play with. Now, when that comes out of a person, when it's forced out of a person, it's a blessing because whatever that was could have harmed them, could have made a situation worse. It's not in their system anymore. Now people can get on the road to recovery. But it's dangerous for somebody to play in that. That's supposed to be eradicated after it's expelled, cleaned up, flushed down, whatever. Whenever someone does that, the body, as I stated earlier, the body enforced an internal boundary. Something was going on that shouldn't have been going on, and the body enforced a boundary, got it out of there, got it out. Didn't care about anybody's feelings, didn't care about what it looked like, didn't care where they were. They said, oh, we're enforcing a boundary because we want to live. This is violating what God has planned for us. We want this out. You see how the body reacts? The body enforced a boundary. Now, if the body can enforce a boundary, we should be able to enforce a boundary. I mean, the body enforced an internal boundary with it, with whatever this was causing problems. And then when it comes out, we, after seeing that, we enforce an external, anybody in their right mind, let me say that, anybody in their right mind, when they see that, when it's expelled from them, they enforce an external boundary with it. Because whatever that was on the inside was toxic. It was no good. Whatever it was came to steal, kill, and destroy, and the body wasn't having that. And the body didn't feel good when that was in a person. I mean, and it didn't feel good when it came out, but it had to come out. And most likely when somebody's recovering from that type of boundary being enforced, it doesn't feel good either. But boundaries were enforced. Boundaries were enforced when it was time to clean it up. As I stated earlier, it's disgusting. It's not attractive. It's detestable. It's something you don't want to go play in. It's something you don't want to wear. Wherever it touched, you're trying to remove clothing. You're cleaning that up. Because you want to enforce a boundary with that. Now, let's look at the things, or let's explore the things that God expelled from you. There are some people, places, things, lifestyles, and ways that are disgusting, It stinks. It's a bacteria to your destiny. It's toxic to your overall development and your overall growth. It's a parasite eating away at everything you aim to do for God. And when God sees it, He expels it from you. You have to throw it up, throw it away. You thought you were fine. You thought you were living life, laughing, joking, making moves, making strides. And then all of a sudden you find yourself running to places to get rid of the toxicity. You're trying to find a place to get rid of the bitterness, to get rid of the habits, to get rid of the fruitless connections, to get rid of the scandal, to get rid of the mess, to get rid of the wrong, to get rid of inviting people and things on your side of the boundary that had no business being where you are. And when it is expelled, when it's right there before you, when God purges it out of you, it stinks. It's not attractive. It's out in the open. And praise God, He purged that out of you. And praise God that He purged that away from you. But what do you have to do now? You have to exercise, or you should exercise, wisdom and discernment and stay away from the vomit-filled situations. You have to stay away from the toxic circumstances that had you sick. You have to enforce a boundary. You have to keep the boundary, because if not, will you get into a dogish mindset and go return to the vomit? Will you return to the very thing that God put a boundary on your body? Your body rejects it. Your mind rejects it. Your environment rejects it. God rejects it. Will you be foolish and go return to the very things that have caused you to vomit? The very things that have caused problems in your life. The very things God told you to disgorge, get rid of, enforce a boundary with. Will you return to it? God already showed you, and He already told you what you need to do. He already told you who you need to enforce a boundary with. He told you that. He told you those people and their ways are not for you. The path that they are on, that's not God's path for you. They've chosen a path apart from God. That's not for you. God told you what to do. Will you return back to that? Now, I'm not talking about God telling you and instructing you to go spread the good news to the lost and the hurting. Okay? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about God telling a person, God telling you, and you know what God told you to do. You know what God has shown you. You know what God has been prompting you to do and pressing on your heart. You already know that. You already know. You know who in your life God told you to leave alone and walk away from and leave that there. Don't engage with that. Stop giving all of that your time, because it's not producing any fruit. It's not for you. You already know what you're supposed to do. You know who you're supposed to enforce boundaries with. God showed you their fruit. God showed you what they are producing and what they are about. He told you, He showed you. I'm talking about those people, those circumstances, that vomit-filled problem. Now, dealing with those things, those people that you need to enforce boundaries with, are you going to go back and return to that? God could have told you to enforce a boundary with that vomit-like behavior. Will you do what God said to do, or will you return to the vomit? Will you return to the very thing that's no good? It's proven, it's been confirmed that it's no good, because you can't consume it. It can't be consumed because every time you try to consume it, your body rejects it. God rejects it. Will you reject that and enforce a boundary? Or will you return to it and say, oh, it wasn't that bad. That vomit wasn't that bad. I mean, I know I'm supposed to enforce a boundary with it, but I mean, let me go back and see if I can consume it again and give it another try. Of course not. You're not going to do that. If you're in your right mind, you won't. God allowed you to disgorge fakeness out of your life. Will you return to the fakeness? God allowed you to disgorge and discern who those people really are. Will you return? God allowed you to disgorge fruitless behaviors from your life. Will you return? God allowed you to disgorge fruitless thinking, fruitless people, circumstances, scenarios away from you. Will you return to it? God disgorged you from some people, the abuse, the mistreatment. I mean, knowing what you know now, will you return? You know what you've been through. You know what that smelled like. You know how unattractive that was. You saw that. You went through that. But will you go back to it? Or will you enforce a boundary? Will you keep the boundary? Or will you return to what God delivered you from only to contaminate yourself again? Only to contaminate your environment and those you influence and impact? What will you do? I encourage you to not return to the vomit. Keep the boundary and stay where God tells you to stay. You're not foolish, or at least you don't want to be foolish. That is why I encourage you all to ask God for wisdom and discernment, because it's not a game out here. Our aim is to seek wisdom when we enforce boundaries. We don't return to bacteria-filled situations that are harmful to our development. We don't return to things that are harmful to our health and protection, especially when God allowed you to see it. He allowed you to see what it looks like, how it doesn't work. You can't consume it. It stinks. It's detestable. It's unattractive. Don't return to eat it. Because you know what will happen. People will start putting boundaries up with you if they see you do that. They'll do it so quick. They'll say, oh my goodness, that person is crazy. They keep returning to vomit. They keep returning to toxicity. And they keep trying to consume it. Something's wrong with them. Girl, I don't talk to her. No, I don't talk to him. No, people will enforce a boundary with you if they see you going back to return to what God delivered and expelled you from. He took you out of a situation. Well, I mean, what's going on? If your body is enforcing a boundary to toxicity, I mean, get in alignment with your body. Get in alignment with your mind. And most importantly, get in alignment with God. Do what God is telling you to do. Enforce a boundary. Don't return to what is not good or right for you. Don't do it. All right? In a scripture I would like to leave you with that I broke down to the best of my ability with the time I had is Proverbs, the 26th chapter and the 11th verse, that states, as a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly. Okay, don't be a dog and don't be a fool. Ask God for wisdom and return to Him. Ask God for discernment and return to Him and do what He says. Be bold, be wise, don't be a fool. Don't return to vomit. Keep the boundary enforced. Because if you go back to it, you might end up worse off than where you were or where you started. And we want to excel. We want to propel. We want to accelerate. We don't want to go back. All right? We don't want to do that. That's not what we're aiming towards. We're aiming forward, not backward. We are progressing, not regressing. All right? And I want to thank you all for listening. Feel free to visit drkenitrabryant.com to download some Bible study content I have on the site. You can order some t-shirts and you can check me out on Instagram at Aim Towards the Target. Feel free to share this episode of the series with someone you know. Continue aiming towards the target as you move forward in Christ, enforcing God-honoring boundaries. Peace and God bless.